Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Whitney Houston. Pre-sweat.
Pre-sweat.
Yes, because I'm not sweating right now. Hi, y'all. This is Foul Monkeys Intimate Confessions.
Well, it's episode 539. Let's get it right.
Yeah, something like that.
Ain't nothing special, really. It's just 15 minutes long, which that's I know it, you guys aren't really used to that. But we're going to try to do a couple 15-minute ones so that we can...
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why do you got to fuck up my furniture, Roger? Whitney. I'm going to make you sweat, bitch.
Make you sweat, baby boy. I make you sweat.
That's not Whitney.
I know. It was Beyonce. Actually, it was Destiny's Child. Destiny Chow.
Destiny Chow.
Spelled C-H-I-L-E.
Oh.
Like chili.
Yeah.
So what up, y'all?
All right. So.
15 minutes, girl. We're counting.
Yeah. We got 15 minutes. We have 13 and a half left.
Uh-huh.
You're eating your bear claw. You've been watching on that for about 3 seconds. I want a piece. Right. Is there any more?
Yeah.
Okay. Ow. 100 thread count.
That's awful. Even,
what is that?
That's how many threads.
No, I mean, but what would that look like?
Oh, it'd look like that, it'd look like that paper bag.
That's ouchies.
Yeah. It's called rough. Right.
Okay, so... we are having issues today, people.
Technical like, fucking really, issues.
It's becoming a problem. I don't know what the deal is, but...
Is that recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, because it's a different shade of lavender.
That's red.
Lavender yet purple.
I don't know why that's
pink
red.
Pink yet purple.
I think it's because it's the second recording. Like, we stopped and started.
Okay.
We've been having issues today.
What? Oh, God.
No. No, ma'am.
I just
Starkeisha, stop it.
Last time when you were saying, I was listening to the last podcast and you were like, oh my God, when you do that, it totally breaks my concentration.
Because I think someone's popping a cap in my ass. Exactly.
Yes, because my popping my tongue sounds like a fucking cap in your ass.
All right, so we have a voicemail. It's from a very important person that I cannot wait to see.
Apparently it's got a negative
on the ship.
Got a little bit of a negative report there.
Well, I don't know if it's negative, but you ready?
Sure.
Buenos dias, it's me. It's only a few more days before we see us, but I decided, seeing Adam and I'm sitting at the airport and I have nothing better to do, that I would phone you guys and I would phone Big Fatty because I have...
Wait, are you getting a little turned on?
No,
not the voice?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Why? Mine is in a box at home.
Hmm?
Mine is in a box at home.
You're what?
My... My penis is in a box at home.
Oh.
God, get on the fucking train.
Phone Big Fatty because I have some questions about your show for Big Fatty. Seeing as you're not imitating, you know, Squeaky Kitty with squeezing Mariah and that co-host of yours of Burping Up a Storm, where I'm kind of confused. Who am I listening to? You or Big Fatty? Online. Anyway, just wanted to say hi. Yes, we see us today in 1 week, hopefully, or tomorrow in 1 week. So yeah, I packed my babe in costume. And when are we gonna have Popeyes? And are you gonna put out a show before so I can do my ears? Tell Roger, I think he's cool. It's the ghetto part is not bad. But I miss you. Yes, I do. Big Fatty on life. Ciao.
So he said that he heard Squeaky Kitty, which I assumed is probably one of the dogs.
Oh,
and then you were burping.
I was burping
like crazy.
Yes,
like Big
but
Fatty.
You know what? I'm sorry, but you were burping too. So no. Why is
Squeaky Kitty's here?
Fucking closed. Goddamn children can't keep them closed, even though they're in their cages.
And he's like super excited because I'm bringing, I don't know if you heard how he said it, but Popeyes to him on
Saturday. Are you bringing Popeyes?
On Sunday to the port to him, yeah.
Oh, from Florida.
Yeah. Mm. No, I'm going to bring it all the way from here. I'm going to go to the one on Ashland and I'm going to order it and not put it in the refrigerator all week long. And then take it to him on Sunday.
Now you're just being a bitch.
Yeah, I am. Duh.
Dumas. And why would you go Dumas? And why would you go to the one on Ashland, stupid ass? You can go to the one on Howard. That's like literally like,
which one am I going to get killed at?
The one on Howard.
Yeah, so I probably wouldn't go there. Although they do owe me two chicken.
Oh, I can tell you. Two pieces and a chicken and a biscuit.
No, I have to tell you this. Last week we went to order there, right? Mm-hmm. Or it was last Tuesday. And it was on the way home from work. And, you know, we love a two-piece and a biscuit. And it's called the $3 Holla because holla! It's only three. Well, it's like $3.59 or whatever. But, you know, we call it the $3 Holla. You get a two-piece, a biscuit, and a side. So I go in. Wait, did I talk about this in the last show?
No.
I didn't talk about this. Okay. So I go in and I'm like super nice to the girls. And they're like, what is this crazy ass cracker doing up in the store? Is he about to kill us? That's how they were looking at me when I was ordering my chicken.
And I'm sure that the look on your face was like, oh my god, I need to hurry up and order.
Because no, it wasn't, because those are my people on Tuesdays.
Are they all white?
No. So I ordered my two pieces, and I only really eat chicken breasts, so I ordered them both with two chicken breasts, which is a 99-cent surcharge on both of them because it costs extra.
Extra.
So I get home. Guess what?
They did not put those in there.
One of them had two breasts. The other one had a breast and wing.
Oh.
Well, Tony's had a breast and wing because I had two breasts.
You're mean.
I asked him if he wanted it, and he said, yeah, but I said no.
That's mean. Was it spicy?
His was spicy. Mine was original.
Okay, have you ever seen how it looks spicy?
Yeah, it's like
it's kind of gross because it looks like they lift up the skin and go bloop, 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 bloop.
It's so good, though.
Thank you, your friend from Germany.
Well, I'm not done with my story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Tony was like, you know Latinos and get ripped off. Mm-mm. You better call her. You pay extra.
Did you guys drive back?
No, we called. And I was talking to the manager, and she remembered who I was. She was like, oh, yeah, I remember you, that white boy up in here ordering a chicken. Like you a professional.
And I was like, did she really say that?
Yeah. Well, not in really so much words, but she did remember me because I was a white boy. She did say white boy.
Of course.
So she was like, you write 092 on your receipt, and when you come back, we'll give you two free breastesses.
Breast assess. Assess.
Hold up, please.
I would have been excuse me? Excuse me?
You work at Popeyes?
Like Lady Gaga?
I love how he says it. I love Popeyes. How Hendrix says Popeyes. But, yeah. You work there and you can't say breasts.
Breastesses.
You gotta say breastesses. Well, better believe it. I'm going to go get them.
So. They're killing stereotypes. No joke.
They're not killing them. They're making them.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Duh.
Well.
Duh.
Did everyone else get that same joke? Because I don't think it was that good.
See, it's not funny when you have to explain it.
It's not at all. Eat that bear claw, girl. Eat it. So thank you for calling, Hendrick. I cannot wait to see you and give you a big old hug. He calls me plus boy.
Why?
I'm fat. That's what he calls fat boys. What Europeans call fat boys. Plus boys.
Well, then like I would plus not. Size. But if I went to South Africa, girl, I would be glorified. Okay. Have you seen some of them ladies? They are like, mama, we like you big. Be like, keep feeding me. Mm-hmm.
Well,
does he like the plus boys?
No. Oh, I don't believe so. He's not attracted to them, I guess.
That sucks for him.
Well, plus boys always have the best kind of loving.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the best heater in the wintertime. Or summertime.
Right. You little cold, come sit by me.
Oh my god. All right. So do you know how, last night, you know, the dogs sleep in the bed with us, right?
Right.
because there's no other way. Really.
Talk about heaters.
Yeah. Oh, so they've been getting really hot and sleeping on top of the covers now,
right,
instead of under them.
Right.
So they, and we left our door open because it was really nice last night. So the windows were open,
mm-hmm,
you know, well, kind of open.
Right.
We had this one opened up to the bars.
So no right, exactly.
And these two windows were open from the top. We have like windows that can open from top and to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So we had them like the first inch.
That's enough.
Right.
Stick your fingers in there and bloop.
Right. So the dogs actually jumped out of bed. They were like going crazy. Something was happening. Probably somebody tried to break into our apartment. And then they heard dogs and were like, fuck this.
No, it's probably people waffing that weed over here.
Oh. But anyway, Tony and I, since the dogs are in the bed, we really don't get to like cuddle that much while we're sleeping because we just don't have the room.
Do they get
it.
Jealous?
Well, as soon as they hopped out of the bed, I was like, yeah, grabbed on to Tony, and I was like, oh, this feels so good.
Aww.
And he was like, yeah, it does. And he goes like, your daughters are crazy.
Wait, so why can't you?
Because Ivy won't sleep at the end of the bed because Iselle does, so Ivy's always between me and Tony. So we can't.
Oh, my, fuck that shit. Move her ass over. Mama want to get freaky. It doesn't even, I don't even need to touch you. I just want to feel
freaky?
You.
Like hugging is freaky.
No, but you know what I mean. It's like the feel of another person, yeah, not a fucking dog.
It felt so good.
Oh, like, that's sweet. What?
And then I was like, I'm hot. Turn over.
I'm hot. Turn over.
No.
You thought about it for a second.
And then he's like, bitch, I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Right. Bitch, gotta work.
Like, okay, well, that. Enough cuddling for 2 months. So
we,
what else we got?
3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We can do 3 minutes. What do we got?
Oh.
So that is so loud. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't, that's not loud. Like you.
One day when we bring video, y'all will see.
One day. Oh, there's not video, so no reason to make that face, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right, so what else we got? You got like, we have 2.5 minutes. What do you want to say?
Riveting. Twinsies. Y'all, we are seriously riding the same fucking like.
We're on the same cycle.
We are on the same cycle.
Roger. And Hendrick just said. Stop that.
Hendrick, that was not me.
Oh, that was sad. That's what that was. That wasn't you. That was sad.
That was my imitation of an old person singing.
Oh.
You know how they, so like, it's like, da 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 da, and then when they start getting older, it's like, da 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 da.
Like Liza Minnelli?
Yeah.
Or.
Like, there's no business like show business. It's like, what?
Like the lady that played Dorothy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Judy
B.
Garland.
Arthur. Not Dorothy.
Wow. We're bringing you the la 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 la.
That's a lot of Dorothys in the room.
Right. Clearly. That was funny.
Did you ever hear? Well, it's probably too late now. You've heard the term friend of Dorothy, right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Oh, okay. Because not a lot of people have heard that.
A friend of Dorothy. Well, can you explain it? Since you,
it means you're gay.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yeah. That's what I thought.
But it's like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Are you a friend of Dorothy?
Oh. Yeah. You've been down that yellow brick road.
Sure have.
Well,
the Tin Man. He was so hard.
Oh, what was the lion? Had no courage.
Oh. He was really scratchy.
Ew.
Like his nails were so,
so
undone. Like just
like koala.
Oh, like
like a wildebeest.
Yeah.
No, what's that animal that has those really long claws?
The ones that latch onto the trees.
Yes, but they're really small.
And they're like lemurs.
No, not lemurs. Fuck, I can't remember. We'll have to look it up. But they're really long, and Kristen Bell loves them.
It's she not does. A lemur.
No. We'll look it up.
A lemur. It's a lemur.
You better call Lamar. All right. This is Winnie pre-sweat.
And this is Erica Badu.
Ooh, call him.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening. Testing, testing. Try your whistle.
No.
Oh, your throat's fucked up.
No.